Okay, the next matter is change of zone number 1732. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 25.4219 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, 2,025 feet west of Route 1, and more specifically identified on the tax maps as tax map ID District 334, Map 12, parcels 127.01 and 127.07 through 127.10. On the application on behalf of Arola Family LLC and Artesian Bank. And for the benefit of council, I'm passing down copies of an exhibit booklet. And copies of additional documentation supplied by Mr. Duque on the applicant's behalf. Here's some more.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
Going crazy with colors on that thing.
The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on August 8th of 2013. For the benefit of the record, the applicants provided an exhibit booklet on July 26, 2013. That exhibit booklet is before you this afternoon. Jim Fukui was present and supplied additional information in a small packet form. I've just passed that down also for the benefit of council. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments. There were two letters received in support of the application, one from Rehoboth Mall Limited Partnership and one from Delaware High Institute. James Fukui Jr., Esquire of Fukui, Urey and Willard Professional Association was present on behalf of the application with Zach Crouch, Professional Engineer, DJ Hughes, Professional Engineer, both with Davis Bowen and Friedel Incorporated, Robert Hood of Arola Family LLC, and Andy Taylor of Artesian Bank, Artisans Bank. Mm-hmm. Artesian is a water company, I believe. And provided testimony. Mr. Fukui also submitted suggested proposed findings of fact for consideration. They are listed in my report. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. David Racine, a resident of Truist Midway Development, was present, expressed concerns. More specifically about whether the property was to be sold or leased, concerned about traffic, runoff, flooding, and drainage. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration, and that motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since the August 8th public hearing. I will raise one question. Mr. Racine did make reference that he wasn't sent notification. He was. I checked the listing of all the property owners sent notices, and he was on that list. And I did not get a mail return. So it's up to the post office, I guess, if he did or didn't get it. That's all I have.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Fukui.
Deferred.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Deaver, gentlemen.
There you go.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, Arola Family LLC, and Artisans Bank. With me are Zach Crouch and DJ Hughes from the engineering firm of Davis, Bowen, and Friedel. Robert Hood, who basically is Arola Family LLC, he lives in Oregon. He was here for the planning and zoning meeting. He was planning on being here, but he did have to return to Oregon on some family matters, so he isn't present today. There was an exhibit book submitted that Davis Bowen and Friedel had prepared, and then also there's a separate handout, which are some things that I'll be referring to in my presentation. They're not really exhibits, but they're just matters of public record that I put in a booklet for your convenience. There's good news and bad news about this application. The bad news is this whole application is just me presenting the reasons why we think this is appropriate. And then if you have any questions, obviously, for the engineers. And the nature of this application, it's rather technical and it's rather legal, so it's a bit on the dry side. So that's the bad news. The good news is the after I'm done, as I understand it, you don't meet for 3 weeks. So at least keep that in mind.
On the technical aspect, I mean, what do you, I mean, we're here to look, listen to the rezoning, how it fits with everything else. I mean, is there a need for a lot of detail in the technical aspects?
Well, by technical, I'm referring to what is the criteria you use to determine whether that rezoning is appropriate.
Okay, yeah.
Change
okay.
of zone.
Again, this application is a change of zone application for a parcel of land containing 25.4 acres. Artisans Bank actually owns, this is the land right here. Artisan Bank owns this one lot. It was an outlot from Barola, and the rest of it is actually owned by Barola. So the artisan's piece is a 1.73 acre parcel. And the remaining lands, as I said, are owned by Harola. The site is just west of Route 1. The land borders the rear of the Rehoboth Mall on the east and the BB Health Campus on the west. It has road frontage on Route 24 on the north. It also borders the Delaware Eye Institute on the north. And to the south is the Sterling Crossing Development and lands of J.C. Townsend Jr. and Company. Mr. Hood's family was and still owns a large parcels of land in this area. Their ownership goes back well over 200 years. Harola actually owned the land of the Rehoboth Mall. They also owned the land that was purchased by the BB Medical Center where the health campus is. They own additional land to the west, and of course, they own the 25-acre parcel, which is the subject of this application. This parcel of land is currently zoned AR1. This land was subject to a prior conditional use application, conditional use 1716, which was approved by the council in January of 2007, and that was for a medical and professional office complex. The demand for professional office space has been weak, and the development of that conditional use office complex has not occurred, so there's been no site work or anything else done in reference to that conditional use application. As a result of that, the decision was made to seek CR1 zoning for this parcel of land with the intended use of retail business use. As you'll recall, CR1 replaced the old C1 zoning as the general commercial zoning district under the zoning ordinance, and the only major difference, as far as I'm aware, is that C1 allowed multifamily development as a permitted use, but this new CR1 only allows multifamily development as a conditional use. And as I said, in our application, there is no intention for residential use. The intended use is commercial retail business use. Now, as far as the ultimate use and design of the site, there is no site plan to show you because there hasn't been one done yet. The final use has not yet been determined. There are ongoing discussions with potential users, but nothing has been finalized as of this time. And of course, one of the considerations is that the rezoning, obviously, it has to be completed. Also, as you know, if the rezoning is approved, any future use of the site will be subject to the requirements of the zoning ordinance and site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And at that time, the detail issues will be addressed, mainly things, location of buildings, parking, lighting, pedestrian access, entrances, landscaping, and other matters of that type of detail. So there really is only one question before you today, and that is this 25-acre parcel of land appropriate for CR1 zoning? Before addressing that question, I do want to establish some factual background regarding the site that will be relevant to your decision. As I mentioned, the 25-acre site is west of Route 1, has frontage on Route 24. It's currently zoned AR1. It was the subject of a prior conditional use approval for an office park, which has not been developed, and the site is currently planted in corn. There are no records of any endangered species or rare plants, animals, or natural communities associated with the site, nor does the site lie within a state natural heritage area. There are no wetlands on the site or other unique environmental features. There's no known historic resources on the site also. The site is within Tidewater's utility service area for public water supply. So they will be providing domestic water and fire protection. The site is partially, at this time, within the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and the remainder can be annexed in, so county sewer is available for service of the site. As to the general nature of the area, and I know you're all familiar with that immediate area, but on the north is Route 24. Adjacent to our site is the Delaware Eye Institute, which is zoned commercial. On the north side of Route 24, across from our site, the majority of the land in the immediate area there is zoned commercial or B1, and those parcels contain a wide variety and mixture of commercial uses, including a dentist office, the JP Court, Apple Electric, a small shopping center, restaurants, a light fixture store, a UPS store, Nuttall Lumber Company, and a McDonald's. To the west, as I mentioned, is the BB Health Campus. That was approved as a conditional use in 2004. To the south or rear of our site is the Sterling Crossing development and an undeveloped parcel of land owned by J.C. Townsend Jr., which was rezoned commercial CR1 in 2010. And to the east of the site borders the Rehoboth Mall, which has a mixture, of course, of businesses, including a drugstore, a health club, and a Walmart. The Rehoboth Mall property is zoned commercial and is part of the commercial corridor running along Route 1 between Rehoboth Beach and Five Points. And as you're well aware, contains that area contains a wide variety of retail and service businesses, including numerous outlet malls. As to traffic and traffic impact, I'm going to summarize the history of DLDOT's study of this site in this area. And then again, if you have any specific questions, Mr. Hughes is available to go into detail or answer any questions you have. In the planning and zoning file, and in Exhibit E of our exhibit book that was submitted, there's a letter from William Brockenbrow of DLDOT addressed to Lawrence, and that's dated October 1st, 2012, and I'm just going to summarize that letter. DLDOT states that a TIS is not required because the area where the site is located has already been studied. That study is referred to as DLDOT's Old Landing Road Traffic Study. That study examined a mixture of commercial uses on our site and the adjacent site, which is the Townsend site. It also studied 11 intersections in the area and the effect of the creation of a new local road connecting our properties, the Townsend's property and the Hirola property, and running from Route 24 to Old Landing Road. And the study found that with the development of our sites and the adjacent site, the construction of the new local road and DLDOT's widening of Route 24, that most area intersections would operate at an acceptable level. DLDOT made three assumptions in reaching that conclusion. They assumed the uses of land the uses on our land, since it's not determined yet exactly what it will be, but they assume the uses are going to be retail, commercial, and the scenario they came up with would be similar to whatever would happen with any type of commercial use there. DLDOT also assumed the completion of the Route 24 widening project, which, as I understand it, runs from Mulberry Knoll to Route 1. Construction of that project is in the Capital Transportation Program, which is under DLDOT's control. So DLDOT basically will be doing that widening project. And then DLDOT also assumed the construction of this local road that would run from Route 24 to Old Landing Road. It'll come in at Old Landing Road at what's called Airport Road. While that road will be a state road, DLDOT expects the developers of the two sites to provide easements for that road and to actually construct that road. DLDOT will not be building this road. The developers will be building the road. So based on the above, DLDOT states that the Old Landing traffic study provided the analysis they needed and is acceptable. Now, as far as an assurance that this connecting road is going to be built, again, as you know, since this is a change of zone, there's no mechanism for you to put a condition on a change of zone, unlike a conditional use. However, since any future use of our site will require site plan approval, we represented the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I'll just repeat it to you, we represent to you that any development of our site will only proceed with this connecting road design, and the Planning and Zoning Commission has the authority to refuse to approve a site plan unless this new road is included. And of course, the county could refuse to issue certificates of compliance if the road is not designed, constructed, and accepted by DLDOT as they require. So any future design that's going to be seen for this project will have that road on it. Now, everything I just discussed about this, quote, new local road connecting Route 24 to Old Landing Road is actually not new information. This concept has been before the council on at least two previous occasions. When Hirola sought their conditional use that I referred to in 2007, the Planning Commission and the council included a condition on that approval, and that condition was that a shared through road to Old Landing Road shall be provided and open to public use along the boundary with the BB Medical Campus and shall be shown on the final site plan. So it was something that the county has dealt with before. And then also on the Townsend application for rezoning, that was the 10.2-acre parcel which adjoins our site to the south. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission and the council noted that as part of DLDOT's ongoing plans to create a relief route from Route 24 to Airport Road, the applicant has agreed to donate lands for the construction of the route. And that's what Townsend did. They had indicated a commitment of an easement for that road.
And how did they do that, Jim? Is that in writing somewhere? Is that commitment? Because some of these commitments can get lost in a shuffle as the years go by. Do you have any idea how?
I wasn't involved in that zoning, so I'm not sure. I believe it was on a site plan that they were submitting for.
A proposed site plan or conceptual plan?
Do
you have anything on any of your plans stating that you're willing to, you know, proffer easements or something? Or
well, we got something pretty solid because the road we're talking about.
Show me that road.
Part of it already exists.
Okay.
All right. That's the entrance road to the BB Health Campus.
Exactly. Okay.
Right. Got it. And if you've been down there, you know it goes down here where you turn in to go into mm-hmm. this facility, mm-hmm. and it stops right here.
Oh, that road. Okay.
That road would continue on.
Okay.
And it would come to a traffic circle.
Mm-hmm. There's no traffic circle.
Well, this isn't built yet.
Okay.
It would come to that right here, and then this would come out across the Townsend's property through here. There also would be a widening of the, this is the entrance, not the entrance, but this is the road that runs along the Walmart.
Right.
It's kind of a service alley now.
Mm-hmm.
That would be widened to accommodate more traffic.
Okay.
And then if you're familiar, there's a road that comes across here now partially mm-hmm. to the back of these lots here. But right. this is this service, or not mm-hmm. service road, this is the connecting road that we're referring to.
And that dissects your, is that your property on both sides of this application?
No, this is BB.
That's
BB
still, okay.
Hopefully, that's for BB's expansion, I hope so.
So where that road is, you're showing, is on will be on your site?
Correct.
And you're stating that you've made some representation there, but I'm just wondering, how permanent is that?
Well, I'm stating that when any development of the site,
is there other ways you could do it to make it that we would be assured? Could it be like a deed restriction, say, or an easement granted today, or an MOU with the county? Or I mean, I know we make MOUs with the state, like a memorandum of understanding, something that would go in a file so that future.
I mean, I can send a letter saying that the site plan of this site will include this connecting road.
And that will, as other people own this property, it will run with the land. I'm just trying to get something that will run with the land, not with just you and your applicant today.
Well,
he's selling. At one time, he had made representations he wasn't going to sell this stuff. Been in the family for generations.
Well,
and now it seems that they are now. They've decided it doesn't make sense to keep it.
Whether it's sold or a long-term lease,
right.
You know, the use, it's still the same use. The again, I thought the most effective way was that, again, this is the zoning. Anything in the future will require site plan approval. And
But let me ask Lawrence, if the Hirolas or whatever their name is, go out and sell it. Now, Jim has made representation on his part. The next people come in, where are we?
Well, no matter what you do with the site plan submittal, the commission has to approve it, and the commission won't grant approval for final until all the agencies approve it, and DLDOT's involved in this more than we are as far as this connector road.
Right,
it's something they go back to like 10 or 15 years when we first started the grid concept.
Well, I understand
years
that.
Ago, and now this road's almost in the same place.
I understand all that, but I'm just wondering, is any of that anywhere that we could have some assurances for the people who live there? Because the traffic impact on this, without this, is everything goes to E, everything goes down
Mr. Cole, if you go back to the letter I mentioned from
right.
Mr. Brockenbrell,
right.
What he said in there is, as long as there's assurances, this road's going
to
be built.
That's what I'm trying to find. What are the assurances? Now, if you give us assurances, how about if it gets sold and, you know, the next, they revise the development?
Well, let me tell you what DelDOT's doing. What DelDOT's doing is the old landing traffic study that they did is acceptable to them if this road's being done. All right. If this road was not going to be done, they would require a new TIS as far as those intersections are concerned.
Okay.
So if that road wasn't built, DelDOT would never give an entrance permit until a new TIS was done.
To another developer
whoever.
Who comes in and, but still that doesn't mean, I mean, they might not want the road. They might have a development, and then we end up really shortchanging the people who live in that area to get other means of getting around, which would be a great public benefit. I'm just looking for something.
I understand, but this road was made a condition of the conditional use approval in 2007.
Okay.
It was mentioned on the Townsend application. I'm representing to you that this site plan will have this road on it, and again, it's going to be the developer's responsibility to build the road. And if you want that in writing, I can put it in writing for the record.
I don't know. Everett, you know what I'm trying to grasp? I'm trying to find something that will be solid, that we won't be any question about, the next guy can change it. Is there any way to do that?
Well, I think what Mr. Lank indicated gives some assurance due to the fact that anyone doing any development would have to submit a site plan, and that will be shown.
Yeah, but a P&Z board could ignore it,
you can't,
right?
Well, it's hard to develop something without a road, George, to start with.
No.
The benefit is
to link 24 to over to these other roads and these other things. That's going to relieve and help give a great public benefit to all the people, not only whoever used this, but to get there, but other people getting around. And I know other people may not want that additional traffic as they develop something in the future. So there could be an argument about it.
Sure.
I want to eliminate an argument. He's saying it's okay. We like it. You know, show me how it's locked in.
If DelDOT gave as one of the conditions that the road be built for the rezoning, they're not going to give an entrance permit if it goes through planning
and
zoning,
again, we're all assuming all this stuff. I'm just trying to get something a little more solid. I don't think I've heard it yet. But
the problem is, you know, what I mentioned before.
Yeah.
In conditional use, you put the condition on
it. Do it there.
And there is no mechanism on a change of zone.
I know. That's what I'm trying to find. Is there a way to do it?
Well,
the answer is no, apparently.
Yeah.
I think there is a way. Just maybe there's a reluctance to do it. I mean, you could
have Lawrence write on a piece of paper, if they don't have this connecting road on their site plan, deny it.
I don't know. Earlier today, we were talking about getting rid of Lawrence, so I don't know.
A couple
of people wrote it up.
I believe his name was George Cole.
Right, Lawrence?
Moving on.
Right?
Okay.
It's
moving
right along, please.
Moving on.
Okay, I don't think I got an answer, but okay.
In summary, the Route 24 Old Landing Road connection, it's been planned for some time. It has the approval and support of DelDOT, and the development of the Hirola site actually will result in the construction and opening of that road. Mm-hmm. So that's basically the factual background. Again, the question I proposed is the 25-acre parcel of land appropriate for CR1 zoning? And I would hope everyone would just say yes, and we could leave it at that. However, I want to touch on the reasons I believe it is and how I got to those reasons. This is the technical part that I referred to. And again, as we've already talked about, a change of zone is significantly different from a conditional use application. In a conditional use, you're really dealing with the specifics of a particular use, whereas in a change of zone, you require this analysis of the applicable statutes to determine if this is an appropriate place for this type of change. So in our request for a change of zone to CR1, I believe that there's four sources of guidance to consider whether or not CR1 zoning is appropriate for this location. The first is the state of Delaware's land designations under the state strategies plan, and also the comments from the state agencies through the Office of State Planning Coordination resulting from the Preliminary Land Use Service or the PLUS service. The second thing is the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The third is the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. And the last, I believe, is a consideration of the planning and zoning and the county council's comments and guidance from other CR1 zoning applications. What is the commission and what has the council said in making other decisions of this nature? So I'm going to review each of those four things. Again, as you know, even though zoning decisions are under county authority and they're made locally, the state has significant interest in zoning decisions since the state makes investments in roads and schools and emergency services and similar type contributions. In 1999, the state developed the original strategies for state policies and spending, and that was intended as a guide for state investment decisions and to promote efficient development patterns, protect agricultural uses, discourage sprawl, and coordinate communications with local governments on land use matters. The state strategies document has been updated. It currently classifies land as being in levels 1 through 4, levels 1 and 2 being where the state intends to concentrate infrastructure investment. The Hirola site is designated as being in a level 2, and the state strategies document states that economic development in level 2 is to focus on locating large, high-quality employers in level 2 areas where the availability of sites close to infrastructure, services, and existing residences makes such locations viable and to promote the retention and expansion of existing businesses. In addition, as you know, the state implemented the PLUS review process to require and provide state agency review of major land use change proposals prior to actually being submitted to the county. Since the Hirola site is in the environmentally sensitive development area, we did participate in the PLUS process and attended a PLUS meeting on August 22nd of last year. The PLUS comments were issued September 19th of last year, and Zach provided the applicant's response on October 19th of last year, and they are all in the exhibit book. The most important comment in the PLUS letter from Mrs. Holland, the director of the Office of State Planning Coordination, is on the first page of the PLUS comments where she states, and I'm quoting this, "This parcel is within a level 2 area according to the 2010 Strategies for State Policies and Spending document. Investment level 2 reflects areas where growth is anticipated by local, county, and state plans in the near-term future. State investments will support growth in these areas. Our office has no objections to the proposed rezoning of this project in accordance with the relevant county codes and ordinances." So in summary, the Hirola application conforms to the state strategies plan, and the Office of State Planning Coordination has no objections to this rezoning. The second applicable document is the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which again you're well aware of. The creation of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan was required by the Quality of Life Act, which was enacted as a state law. It requires the creation of the comp plan, and it provides that the maps created by the plan have the force of law, and any proposed development must be in conformity with those maps. The comp plan states that the future land use plan, or the future land use element, is probably the most influential part of the comp plan. The future land use plan designates which parts of the county are to be considered growth areas. It basically divides the county into two types of planning areas, growth areas and rural areas. And then within the growth area, there are several subcategories. So as shown on the future land use map, the Hirola land is in the environmentally sensitive development area, which is one of the designated growth areas. And it's adjacent to a highway commercial area, which is another designated growth area. The plan states that it seeks to direct the county's most concentrated forms of new development to growth areas, including most higher density residential development and most business development. And the environmentally sensitive development area growth zone states that retail and office uses are appropriate, but it does mention that larger shopping centers and office parks should be confined to selected locations with access to arterial roads. The Hirola site has access to Route 24 and to Route 1,
okay,
which is a major arterial road.
Directly,
it's located in the environmentally sensitive development area, which is a growth zone. It's adjacent to the highway commercial area, which is another growth zone. And it's surrounded, as you know, by a mixture of existing commercial and service businesses and other land zone commercial. So in summary, the Hirola application conforms to the county's comprehensive land use plan, and it is in conformity with the future land use map. And again, the things I'm referring to are in this group of documents that I submitted. Now, the comp plan provides general guiding principles for development, but the third item I want to mention is the zoning ordinance, and that's, of course, where things get more specific. Section 115-83(1) of the zoning ordinance is the purpose clause of the CR1 zoning district, and what it states is the purpose of this district is to provide sufficient space in appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area, and located particularly along certain existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, but which uses are not characterized by extensive warehousing, frequent heavy trucking activity, open storage of materials, or the nuisance factors of dust, odor, or noise associated with manufacturing. Now, our application provides sufficient area at an appropriate location for retail use serving a wide area. It's in conformity with the purpose provisions because the Hirola site is located along existing major thoroughfares where an extensive mixture of commercial and service activities currently exist. And it's also in accordance with the purpose section in that it does not involve any of the negative factors mentioned: extensive warehousing, frequent heavy trucking, open storage, or dust, odor, and noise associated with manufacturing activity. In addition, there's another section of the CR1 zoning section. It's 83.3, which addresses what's referred to as large-scale uses within the CR1 zone. And a large-scale use is defined as basically a retail or commercial use having a floor area of a building or buildings exceeding 75,000 square feet. And that section further provides that large-scale commercial or retail uses of that nature generally serve a regional area, and that those uses should be located where adequate infrastructure is existing or planned. Again, as to our site, public water and county sewer are existing. Entrance improvements and the completion of the new connecting road will occur prior to the operation or use of the property. And Section 83.3 also states that large-scale uses shall be adjacent to a major arterial roadway, and it references Section 99-5 of the subdivision ordinance to define what is a major arterial roadway. Putting that all together, The subdivision definition of an arterial roadway basically limits arterial roadways to Route 13, Route 113, Route 9, parts of Route 18 and 404, and Route 1.
But it's not on Route 1.
This is adjacent to Route 1.
Doesn't front it.
Doesn't have to front Route 1 corridor. Isn't required to front.
Route 1 corridor.
Okay.
So it's significant because really what those two sections end up saying, in eastern Sussex County, the only place you could have a large-scale use would be on Route 1 or Route 9 in that area, in areas adjacent to those roads. So the Hirola site is adjacent to Route 1, which is a major arterial roadway. And again, as you know, Route 24 is a major east-west roadway. The large-scale section also provides additional design requirements, which again wouldn't be addressed today. They'd be addressed at site plan. So in summary, the Hirola application conforms to the purposes and requirements of the CR1 zoning district and the large-scale use provisions of that zoning district. And the fourth and the last source of guidance regarding the CR1 change of zone request are, I'm going to cite two recent applications for CR1 zoning. And I think in particular that the reasoning of the Planning and Zoning Commission in making its recommendation to the council is important. I think the council has expressed on numerous occasions that it places a lot of reliance on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and it respects the analysis that the commission does in supporting the reasons for the commission's recommendations to you.
Okay.
So I'm going to really stress the The first application is change of zone 1690. You may remember this one. This was LT Associates LLC. I think you're familiar with that one. This was a request to rezone to CR1, 45 acres on Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road just outside of Lewis. The Planning and Zoning Commission, by a vote of 3-2, recommended denial of that application, and the County Council subsequently did deny it by a 3-2 vote. Obviously, this was a split vote both with the Commission and the Council. The Council's denial, from my reading, relied to a large extent on the reasons stated by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And the majority of the Planning and Zoning Commission set out several reasons in its recommendation of denial, which I think are instructive as to where CR1 land should be located and would be appropriate. And I believe that the Commission's reasoning actually supports our application, and I'm just going to briefly address several of those reasons. So in the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations, these were the reasons they recommended to the Council that application should be denied. They stated in LT that the location did not serve a wide area, as referenced in the purpose clause. They said Kings Highway is primarily a road that serves Lewis, the State Park, and the ferry area. It's not a wide area, not serving a wide area of Sussex County. In contrast, our site, again, provides access to Route 1 and Route 24, major north, south, and east-west roads, and it does serve a wide area. Number two, in LT, the commission stated that there did not currently exist a general mixture of business activities in that area. And again, in contrast, our site is surrounded by a mixture of commercial and service businesses, borders the Rehoboth Mall, and basically has commercial zoning on several sides of the site. In LT, the commission again noted that while there are some large or regional scale shopping centers in the environmentally sensitive development area, most of those are along more appropriate major thoroughfares, where a true mix of service and commercial uses already exist and are more easily accessible. Again, the Hirola site is located on one of the more appropriate major thoroughfares where an existing mixture of commercial activities already exist. Number four, in LT, the commission stated that the Sussex County Comp Plan promotes intergovernmental coordination, particularly on large-scale applications, and in LT that the Lewis City Council and the Board of Public Works objected to the LT application and requested be denied. Again, in contrast, our application is located in a level two area where the state strategies indicates development is planned and expected, and the Office of State Planning Coordination has stated that it has no objection to this requested rezoning. Number five, in LT, the commission stated that the project of that nature and size was not well suited to that location, particularly because of traffic impact related to safety reasons with the Cape Henlopen High School, and also the educational and athletic and community activities that occur in association with the school, and that project was just incompatible with that. Again, in contrast, our site has access to the two major roads where there's already this wide mixture of commercial uses, and again, as part of our development, a new road connecting Route 24 and Old Landing Road will be constructed, which has the full support of DLDOT. And finally, in LT, the commission found, again, and recommended that the proposed zoning and use did not promote orderly growth because the project was not a logical transition from the neighboring and adjacent uses to that site. And again, in contrast, our site has access to the roads, is adjacent to commercial and business zoning, has the BB Health Center on one side, the rear of the Rehoboth Mall on the other side, and it's both logical and appropriate transition from the existing commercial uses with additional commercial uses surrounding us. So this does promote the orderly growth of our area. So again, in summary, the very reasons stated by the Planning and Zoning Commission, which again to a large extent were relied upon by the majority of the council in denying the LT rezoning application, are reasons that support the appropriateness of the Hirola site. And the other recent application for CR1 rezoning was change of zone 1683. This was the J.C. Townsend Jr. Company parcel. This is the land, the 10.2-acre parcel that's on the north side of Old Landing Road. This borders our site on the south side of our property. The commission's recommendation on this was approval, and that was subsequently followed by the council, and they did approve it. So unlike the LT application, actually the reasons on the Townsend application equally apply to our application, and I'm just going to kind of summarize those. In the Townsend recommendation, the commission recommended the approval. They said the site was in a growth area. It was in the environmentally sensitive development area. That the site adjoined the Rehoboth Mall, lands of the BB Medical Center, and our site, the Hirola site, which had been approved as a conditional use for office space. That as part of DelDOT's plans to create this relief route from Route 24 to Old Landing Road, Townsend's had agreed to donate land for construction of that road. That as a result of the surrounding uses and zoning, that the change of zone was in effect an infill rezoning, and that the CR1 zoning was appropriate. They stated that the site would be served by Central Water and County Sewer, that the CR1 zoning was consistent with the purpose of the zoning ordinance and the comp plan, and would encourage commercial activity where substantial commercial activity existing and continues to grow, and that the CR1 zoning was in character with the surrounding area and consistent with the trends of development in that area of the Route 1 corridor. So for those reasons, the commission recommended to you approval of the Townsend's application, and quite frankly, for substantially the exact same reasons that were stated there, they would equally apply to this application, and we believe that the approval of this application, as I said, could rely on those very same reasons. I am going to submit for your consideration proposed findings. These are the same findings that were submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Due to some scheduling problems, this was a little bit unusual. We just had our Planning and Zoning hearing about 10 days ago. And then, of course, the County Council hearing was today. We are on the Planning and Zoning Commission agenda for Thursday, so we'll probably be getting a recommendation from them on Thursday. And again, these are the proposed findings that I did submit to them. So in conclusion, our application for CR1 zoning, I believe, is clearly consistent with the state strategies plan and supported by the Office of State Planning Coordination. It's in accordance with the Sussex County comp plan and the future land use map. It conforms to the purpose and requirements of the CR1 zoning ordinance as set forth in the zoning code. And I believe it complies in every respect with the guidance that's been provided by the Planning and Zoning Commission and the County Council in the recent decisions that I mentioned. Now, based on the facts and the applicable law, the technical reasons that I referred to, I believe, again, going back to the question, is this 25-acre parcel of land appropriate for CR1 zoning? I think clearly it is yes, and we would request that you, after you receive the recommendation from the Planning Commission, grant the rezoning request.
I got a question for you. How much impact does the findings have on a change of zone? Mm-hmm. Since we're not allowed to put conditions, do these findings carry any weight with anything, or are they just nice to know?
Well, you should give findings, give reasons when you vote, and those are some of the reasons that we would put into our opinion and the findings of fact.
Right.
That would be based upon the appeal.
Mr. Cole, if I can add something.
What do they mean? Okay. Yeah, what do they mean?
Again, they're not conditions.
Right,
okay?
Right.
I know that. I know.
These are reasons for your decision. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll recall, you'll see those from me on almost any conditional use or change of zone I'll do.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I've been involved in not a lot of litigation, but I've been involved in quite a few zoning appeals. Those findings of facts are critical.
Okay.
If this goes up on appeal and it's having judicial review, they look for the reasons on the council. Uh-huh. And if you go back, and you may recall this, there was a period of time in the past where decisions were getting overturned all the time because the court said that the county's decision was arbitrary and capricious,
mm-hmm. Right.
Because they didn't state any reasons.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. So
they are important.
Okay, because I'm guessing my concern about the traffic and this connector road is number 10. It references something about it. There's a little bit that it just says it, Route 24 DelDOT widening project and the proposed new local road serving the sites, providing a connector road to Route 24 to Old Landing Road, right?
and I go back to Brockenbrow's letter. In his last couple paragraphs, he states in the second to the last paragraph, there's a public benefit to the construction of this network, okay, that we're talking about. And then they said, from our discussions with the applicant, I guess that's you, they are not opposed to the construction of this network, but they make no commitment on behalf of potential developers. Then he goes on to say, if the county receives sufficient assurances, now, that's what I want you to show me, sufficient assurances that the subsequent development of this subject land, that means maybe not you, but somebody else down the road, would include that local network just mentioned, because I've lived there a long time. Traffic, of all the infrastructure problems we got in Sussex County, in this area, it is traffic. And if we have missed the boat so many times, Jim, in the past, with Route 1 corridor, with access roads and service roads and all this other stuff. I want to see some assurances, and I would like to ask Mr. Moore, is that finding, number 10, is that rise to the standard of what Mr. Brockenbrow says, because he says sufficient assurances at subsequent development, and if you all want to read it, it's in tab E or something.
Yeah.
And he just mentioned, he says, then it's in our opinion the Old Landing Road study would provide the sufficient information. Then he goes on to say, absent such assurances, it would be appropriate for the county to ask for an analysis of the effects of development without it. And he says, we would like to see, we would see if the applicant's responsibility to prepare it. But what I'm just saying, they're telling us, yeah, but analysis. We're saying we don't want it if you can give me an assurance.
Here's where I don't agree with. It's not that I don't agree with you. It's that I think we view something different.
Okay.
We whether it's us, this is sold, whoever develops this site.
Right.
They can do nothing with that site until they get site plan approval from Sussex County Delaware.
I know that, but I may not be here then, and the rest of us may not be here, and these all can get interpreted differently. I don't believe that's an assurance. What I'm trying to find is, give me something that receives sufficient assurances that the subsequent development of the subject land would include that road network. The Townsends, it sounds to me, you just said here, the Townsends donated land. You've not donated any land.
They donated it after the fact.
That's okay, but I'm saying there's donated land there. There's easements. There's all different ways.
We're going to donate the land for the easement for the right-of-way. It's going to be on our property. And we're going to do the same thing Townsend did.
Okay. I'm just trying to look for something that we could look back and say that we did make sure that.
Townsend did it after the fact. So at the time that was approved,
I can't remember. But
they
I'm just
were going to do it.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying we had a donation of land there. We've other things, and that is a definite assurance that would help.
I understand your point.
I just have seen so many missed opportunities, Jim. There's nothing wrong with this application. I would just like to see
something. You could put a condition on a change.
I'd love to. Or you show me something that is more than just this.
Mr. Fuqua, you indicated you'd give a letter. Can you give Mr. Lank a letter that indicates that there will be a donation of land for this easement across their land, and that go in the file so when that comes up to a site plan review, it is there?
I'll say that on the site plan, this road will be on it. And if it isn't, it shouldn't be approved or something like that.
Something to that effect.
If we were just looking at a roll piece of land, I'd be more concerned. But, you know, this road is, you know, almost half built.
Oh, I know it. Right. I know it. But I've seen crazy things happen. I've seen them, you know, vacate roads and do all kinds of things.
Yeah, and then object to it. Get in there and then object to it.
And when all the property owners around it say that all of a sudden in their new development, they don't want this pass-through traffic because it might,
start happening to the grid roads.
And I'm sorry it took me so long to say that, but if I can just sum up what I could have said in the beginning, and that is this piece of land, I mean, to me, obviously is appropriate for the zoning. It's surrounded by these uses. Mm-hmm. And I wish there was a cleaner way to address this road. Well, and I will submit that letter. I'll have it submitted.
Right. We're not allowed to do contract zoning. I know with rezonings, but
I'm proffering a representation
that you would do almost like an MOU with the planning and zoning about the
Zach's a witness.
Okay. All right. See, Route 1 is being looked at heavily right now.
I'm aware of that.
Big problems right there, and so things aren't the way they were when the Townsend folks went for rezoning. You know, they're worse. They're a lot worse.
The road that's on there now that goes to the medical center. Was that road on your people's property?
I think it's half and half. Oh, yeah, it's on Arison.
So that road actually is on the
Hirola
family's property.
Right.
BB, okay.
Well, there's an incentive for the Hirolas to do that because they hadn't sold it all at that point. So for them to make, you know, to ease the traffic situation to help with their approvals is a logical thing for them to do. But now that if they sell the rest of it out and they're out of the picture, we're not going to have the same, you know, a need to do to give or proffer land or whatever to make it easy for Del Dot.
And the council remembers, going back when things were really busy, Del Dot was really onto this thing about doing these interconnecting roads and to create off Route 1 roads. Mm-hmm. Right? This is one of the few places where it actually
might
get
work. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to have a missed opportunity because the county didn't put an assurance in here when we're sitting here able to do it.
Yeah, and I'm getting a lot of complaints about developments that only have one entrance, same exit. And, you know, this way, what?
It's Del Dot doing that. Del Dot's required.
Del Dot's doing
only
that.
Allowing one.
What I'm saying, if with this road, we would have two ways to get into it, is what we're saying.
They might do, yeah. Could be, yeah.
I can say one way. That's what George was trying to
do. Well, I'm just trying to make this.
Anybody from the west wouldn't have to go to Route 1.
The reason I asked you, Mr. Fuquay, that question was to see who owned the road that's already there.
Yes.
Because I see it butts up to what's proposed, but obviously the road that's already there was on the Hirola property.
It is.
I mean, it'd be different, I guess. My concern was that BB's land built that road, you know, and now it butts up to that thing. Now it's going to be two different whatevers, but okay.
But I guess it's a public road, though.
No, it is a public. It's a private road.
It's because when it goes through, though, it is going to be dedicated to the state.
Public, yeah.
It'll be a public road.
Did the family put any an easement on it? Yes.
Zach, I wasn't involved at that time.
For the record, Zach Crouch from Davis Bunn and Fidel. Yes, there's an easement, access easement for BB, and the land that will be extended actually is all on Hirola property. So they're actually, when it's constructed, Del Dot, it'll be built to Del Dot standards, turned over to Del Dot, they'll maintain it, and it'll be dedicated to public use.
If you could reference some of that in your letter to the future extension will have similar wording in that, and that will be something that at least somebody can look at in the file, right?
I'll submit that to Mr. Lank and Mr. Moore.
It's like pulling teeth, but I got there.
You done good, George.
And that's proper.
What you're going to do, Joan, when I'm gone?
You are not going.
The heck I'm not.
And that's proper, right? It's not a condition.
That's correct.
You're leaving with Lawrence?
Lawrence and I are going fishing, right, Lawrence?
Yeah, we're going fishing.
We're going fishing without our cell phones.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Is there any more questions from council?
I was wondering what
I got arrested fishing the other day.
Now, this includes the 1, 2, 3.
No lights.
Looks like lots out
right.
Front by 24.
Yes.
What was the
night fishing?
Is that something? Is that a
fishing?
I don't see that on that map that they're subdivided.
They're,
yeah.
They're on there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's the same.
So, all right. Just wondering. And one of them belongs to the bank, is what you're saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But what we're talking about is the other three.
No, the whole.
Artisans is in two. Artisans is part of this application.
They are part of it. Okay.
All of that. All that site is.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
How long is that road going to be?
What's that?
Off the record. How long is that road going to be?
It's not off the record. It's on the record.
The
record. How long is
it? Half a mile, quarter mile, who knows?
I tell you, there's some tall corn in there right now, though.
Beautiful. I don't love that.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah. Pretty good distance.
Half a mile.
Quarter to half a mile.
Okay. Any other questions from
question
council?
No, just.
If not, is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Anyone here in opposition? Mr. President, we can close the public hearing in this matter, and if it's the council's prerogative to close the public record.
We'll close public hearing, and it's a pleasure, council, to close public.
The Mr. Fuquay's letter is not, is that, should we leave that open for that? He is
probably.
Well, it should. Well, let's put it on the record that we left it open just for that record.
Okay.
Record letter.
We'll leave the record open for the submission of Mr. Fuquay's letter.
Shows some linkage there.
Yeah. And there is. This was deferred by planning and zoning, so thus we'll need to defer.
Make a motion. We defer and leave the record open for a letter from the applicant.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever, to defer and leave the record open only for the submission of Mr. Fuqua's letter. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
Motion,
motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to adjourn.
So moved.
Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. We are now adjourned.